You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Colleen is from Plymouth. Good morning, Colleen.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Heard you're going to be spending some quality time with your son today, going to the splash pad.
Yeah.
What is your son's name?
Caleb.
Caleb.
All right, Caleb.
How old is Caleb?
He's 3.
Oh. Oh.
It's a good age.
Yeah, that's a good age.
Definitely fun.
All right, will you do me a favor? Kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Colleen. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie her, that is still a loss for you. I'm sorry, that's the way the game works. I got a very long email from Alex yesterday explaining why it shouldn't be. There should be ties and all this other stuff. And we don't have time for that. There's wins and losses. That's all there are, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy has 2,203 wins, only 202 losses. She is now in the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one, actor Topher Grace turns 40 today. He starred as Eric Foreman alongside Ashton Kutcher and Laura Prepon on which popular sitcom?
That 70s Show?
Question number two, on this date in 1976, Family Feud debuted on television. Who currently hosts Family Feud?
Is it Steve Harvey?
He's a national treasure.
He's not. He's a jerk. Question number three.
He's a delightful man.
He's not.
Him.
He's a horrible human being. You should read up on him.
No.
I know about him.
Another woman has come forward to accuse hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons of sexual misconduct. She now stands with over a dozen other women. Russell Simmons founded which record label that made him his fortune? Is it Def Jam or Atlantic?
Atlantic.
Question number four. Kylie Jenner is set to become the youngest ever self-made billionaire. The current record holder for youngest self-made billionaire is a social media mogul. Who is it?
I don't know.
Question number five. Today is National Eat Your Jell-O Day. In the 90s, Jell-O ran a popular ad campaign. It went J-E-L-L-O, it's blank.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
That's a tough deep cut.
Yep.
Jell-O if you're happy.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's a deep cut. Deep
from
cut.
Do
you remember that one, Dan, from your childhood? Okay.
That's probably why I wrote it.
Yep. All right.
Is it a personal memory or a fact?
Colleen got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Okay.
These are hard. Question number one. Actor Topher Grace turns 40 today. He starred as Eric Foreman alongside Ashton Kutcher and Laura Prepon on which popular sitcom?
That 70s Show.
1-1. Question number two. On this date in 1976, Family Feud debuted on television. Who currently hosts Family Feud?
Steve Harvey. National treasure.
National treasure.
He's a dirtbag. Read
Please
up
don't
on
ruin
it.
Him.
Oh, he's a horrible human being.
He's not a horrible human
being.
He's
a misogynist. He's terrible. Seriously.
Have you ever watched the show?
Yes. Have you heard the way he talks about women? He's horrible.
I love him.
I think you may have him confused with somebody else.
Question number three, tied at 2. Another woman has come forward to accuse hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons of sexual misconduct. She now stands with over a dozen other women, Kennedy. Of course, Russell Simmons founded which record label that made him his fortune? Is it Def Jam or Atlantic?
Def Jam.
That is correct. Good guess. 3-2. Question number four. Kylie Jenner is set to become the youngest ever self-made billionaire. The current record holder for youngest self-made billionaire is a social media mogul. Who is it?
Mark Zuckerberg.
That is correct. 4-2. Question number five. Today is National Eat Your Jell-O Day.
Yay.
Kennedy, in the 90s, Jell-O ran a popular ad campaign. It went J-E-L-L-O, it's blank.
Just pick any word because it's going to be random.
J-E-L-L-O. Jiggly?
That's a great answer.
Alive. I would love that one.
Dan, can you sing it? Do you remember it?
J-E-L-L-O. It's alive!
See, I got the J-E-L-L-O part. I just don't remember
it's
the
alive.
Last part.
It's alive.
Yeah. Admittedly, that's a deep cut.
Are you sure it
I'm
wasn't
sorry, everybody.
Why did they want people to think it's alive?
Because it jiggled and it was supposed to be cool for kids.
Right.
Right.
Was it like one commercial you saw?
No, there was a couple in there.
Like one day?
They're on YouTube and they're super 1990s.
All right, 4-2 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy. You get to win. Colleen, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets. You're going to go see Kevin Hart this Friday at the Xfinity Center, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Probably not a good show for Caleb.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just saying.
Earmuffs, it's fine.
Yeah, earmuffs, right.
They're about the same size, though.
Caleb's probably taller. Yeah. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm calling from Plymouth, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.